just maybe a dozen ladies would get together and make jams and jellies.
Really?
And just for that, for enough for all the families in one day.
Wow.
And things like that. And as I mentioned, the hog killing time, there would just be dozens of people there in on that, you know. And of course, they would all divide. They would all carry home things. And nobody in the community, back then they called them neighborhoods, you know, in the community ever killed a hog that you didn't get a piece.
Wow. It's just so different from
that. It is. It really is. It's just, everything is so different. Mm-hmm. And the people are so different.
When you were younger, did you ever have you get together, a bunch of women get together and make...
Quilting.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I have. I've quilted. But not when I was young, of course I didn't. That was, back then I didn't, but now I have belonged to clubs.
Oh, really?
I belonged to a club in Camden just before we came over here that we did quilting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does everybody get
together? Homemakers Club, you know, is what you call it. Mm-hmm. Homemakers Club, and, home demonstration clubs and things like that. And I don't belong to one now. But we do have a homemakers club here, but they meet at 9 o'clock in the morning. And that's a little bit early for me.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
So I don't belong to the homemakers club. I did for a while, but I don't belong to anything but the BPW, the business women's club. That's the only thing I belong to in a study club. I'm not club material. I'm not too crazy about club work and things like that.
Yeah.
I joined BPW club when I used to work, but I don't really enjoy it because I'm not a business. I'm a homemaker at heart, and I don't really. I worked for a while, about 9 years after my husband died, but I didn't know anything about working at him. I didn't learn a profession or anything before he died. And I've never done anything but keep house and homemaker, and that's all I ever wanted to do. I didn't ever try to do anything else. And I don't enjoy clubs too much. Now I like garden clubs. Now I love garden clubs. Because I'm crazy about flowers and things like that. But I don't belong to the garden club here because I don't have room for the irises and all those things, you know, that we talk about and everything.
Okay.
We just have just little bedding plants that we buy in the early spring. That's the only thing we have, little pot things.
What kind of flowers do you have out there? You got a lot of them.
Yeah, we have petunias and coleus and salvia. And we have that little pink stuff that's growing up so much of. It's a little sweet William. It comes up from year to year.
Mm-hmm.
And we just little summer baby plants is all we have. We buy the little plants already, you know, that they bring in.
Oh, yes.
And set them on out. Mm-hmm. And that's all we can have. We don't have any sun. When the leaves come on the trees, the sun never touches our yard.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we have bugs, roly-polies. You know what a roly-poly is?
Oh, yeah.
I went out there this morning and killed about 15 or 20. And they'll eat one plant up overnight.
Really?
That high.
I completely
eat it up. You would never know there was plant there.
Mm-hmm. I spin to my fish. I got a fish tank in.
Oh.
Pour them in there.
I wish you had all these down here.
It's all over the place.
Yeah.
Did, you know, in the house that you used to live in, did you ever have things on the windows that you pull down?
Shades.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We used to have shades way before we had started having drapes.
Mm-hmm.
We had window shades.
Mm-hmm. Were those the ones with the spring in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And that thing would break, and you know how you wind them back up?